Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thursday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are worldwide on the free Odyssey app. One of you has your volume all the way down. One of you has your volume all the way up. Judging by the reactions, I think I know who is who. Radio is a fun place, and we are exposing more people to the magic of radio this morning, which I love. Let me tell you briefly about today's show. Lane Casadante joins the program at 11. He's the sports director at CBS 6. You know them from Final Score Friday, Beyond the Roster, all the cool things they do. Wrap up high school football on Saturday. Verina against Phoebus. Phoebus has their zillion game winning streak that they'll put on the line. The number is actually 45, but 45 high school football games in a row is impressive. Ryan is also an impressive outfit, though. Gary Hess and Coach Chris have the call on 1140 WRVA. We'll dive into tonight's game. Big football game tonight, the Rams and the Niners, with implications downwind for the Washington Commanders. We'll tell you who to root for ahead of Commanders Saints. That's Sunday, 1 o'clock. Hazel, do you want to introduce the special guests we have in studio today? I think that would be appropriate here.
Yes, very special guests. We have my parents.
Ah, hey! Love it. Love it.
Anita and Justice.
Here's what I love. And I worked at the newspaper for 16 years, and we had two buildings. We had the newsroom. That's where I worked. That's where the news happened. And you think about movies, and it's very dramatic in the newsroom, and there's typewriters, and people are smoking cigars and yelling, "Stop the presses!" And get me a rewrite, and I need the truth. You can't handle the truth. That's what people think happens in the newsroom. We have a second building that's called the printing press. And I think in people's heads, the printing press is kind of a boring place where the newspaper gets printed. And so we often had groups call or people like, can you show me the newspaper? And what they think in their head is they want to see the newsroom. They want to see the cigars and the yelling and the typewriters. And I tell them what you actually want to see is the printing press. It's a printer that's three stories tall and is an insane piece of engineering. And when it runs, the floor literally shakes. And it's super, super cool. And they're like, no, I want to see the newsroom. I'm like, here's what you need to know. You're going to get there. And it's just a lot of people working in cubicles trying to look busy, make it to 5 o'clock so they can go home. Oh, can we go to the newsroom? All right. And then you take them to the newsroom, and you kind of see it on their face as you go around the newsroom. The printing press is 20 minutes away. We still got time to drive there. It's still really cool.
It's three stories tall.
We had, this is 100% true. The Times-Dispatch printing press, which is in Hanover, has train tracks that run through the middle of it. When the newsprint gets delivered, it gets delivered by train because it's so heavy. That's the train tracks that run through Hanover. There's a spur and the train detours into the printing press and drops off paper. Right?
Objectively awesome.
That's so much better than the cubicles. And that's what I have to explain to people over and over. And then the radio station, you remember my 7-year-old came in for a day earlier. And at dinner, my wife said, well, how's the radio station? And she goes, I thought it'd be fancier. and so, you know, I'm glad we can share the magic of radio today with your parents, which would be a lot of fun. And on a busy sports day, too, a lot to get to. Maybe we'll even open up the listener lines, 833-804-0910. If you want to weigh in on Bill Belichick becoming the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, I know we will get thoughts. Jonathan Howard, a longtime listener, he writes high school sports stories for Virginia Prep, some other places. He texted me yesterday. He said, if this happens during the show, I'm calling in. I got thoughts. He's a big Tar Heel guy. I think a lot of people have a lot of thoughts. I told you a couple days ago, I like it. I think it makes sense. I haven't budged off of that opinion, and we'll dive into that here in a bit. Plenty of time to break down Bill Belichick. This came across this morning as well, and I think this is interesting too. Virginia Tech is going to open the 2025 season. We already knew this. They're going to open the 2025 season against South Carolina in the big Chick-fil-A kickoff game in Atlanta at the Falcon Stadium. All the pomp, the circumstance, all the things. So the way this works is they play three kickoff games, which don't think about that too hard. There's three kickoff games. There's one Saturday, there's one Sunday, and there's one Monday. The Monday night's usually, that's Labor Day. It's usually a couple ACC teams. That was the game this year where they gave Florida State Boston College so they could get off to a good start. Boston College beat them. It was like, ooh, uh-oh. Florida State, I believe, started the season at number 10. And we'll finish it not participating in a bowl game. So that things happen this year in the Monday night game. Usually that's an uneventful game. The Saturday night game is usually one of many big games. That's the first full day of college football. The Sunday game stands alone as a special game. The Sunday game is like, there's no pro football that day. This is the one college football game we're showing to America. You know where we're going here. They announced this morning Virginia Tech, South Carolina will be the featured ABC Sunday night kickoff game this year. I am preemptively scared to death. This is the earliest I've ever been scared to death for a football game. We're more than 7 months away from this football game. We'll run the numbers. I was told there'd be no math. There's steam coming out of my head. We're 9.5 months away from this football game. I'm scared to death of what's going to happen. South Carolina, I might remind you, Coach Shane Beamer is the son of Frank Beamer, longtime legendary Virginia Tech football coach. I don't think he's going to take it easy on them. You've also got a Virginia Tech team that everybody is leaving because this year's thing at Virginia Tech was, wow, look, everybody's staying. Everybody's coming back. We got a lot of seniors, a lot of hope for this year's team. And that means when you have a senior-laden team, it means the next year's team is either a portal team of transfers or a lot of young kids, and you rebuild with guys like Pop Watson, the freshman who had a nice showing against UVA, but is certainly not ready in any way to play against South Carolina. I worry this will go very poorly and will set the tone for a rough final season for Brent Pry, Virginia Tech. That's not the game you need to be playing on national TV. First game with a young roster. You're playing a team that very legitimately could have made the college football playoff this year in Shane Beamer in South Carolina. Andy Bitter, we've had him on the show before. He covers Virginia Tech. He posted last night, Hokies players who started this season who are not either graduated or in the portal right now, it's seven guys. There are seven players who started for the Hokies this year who are coming back next year on that team. That's going to be a rebuilding mode, rebuilding year. They got some portal work to do, and as we'll talk about with Belichick, portal work is harder than ever. There's no shortcuts, and that includes money right now. I don't love this at all for the Hokies. Pop Watson, I think he's a great young quarterback. You got to assemble a roster that can hang with a near playoff team in the opener Saturday night, national TV down in Atlanta. I know the Hokies fans will travel well. It's a tall, tall task right there. The Hokies fans hate this, but give me two moments in Hokie history and allow me to change them. And that's one of the most successful athletic programs in America. Number one, Frank Beamer leaves, and they don't hire his son to be the coach. For a lot of very legitimate reasons, he was very young. He did not have head coaching experience at the time. I'm not saying I disagree with the rationale. I'm just saying it turned out he was a pretty good football coach, because South Carolina is a dud job, and he's got them at, what, number 15 in America? Might have been the move. Might have been the move. You know, sometimes you hire the guy's kid, and it's not a good move. Might have been the move there at Virginia Tech. The other one, of course, Del Curry, their very famous basketball player, great, you know, one of the great basketball players in Virginia Tech history, calls, says, I've got a son. Can you give him a scholarship to play basketball here? And they say, he's a little scrawny. We're not so sure he can be a walk-on. Steph turned out all right. He's had a pretty good career so far with the Golden State Warriors. Two moments. All I need are two moments. Reverse those. Very, very different story for Hokie Athletics. So that's the news this morning. Hokies will be the Sunday night kickoff game, August 31st, Chick-fil-A kickoff game in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And we'll tell you now, 9.5 months in advance. You can hear it right here on 910 The Fan. They'll be ready. I love that broadcast. It's one of my favorites. We'll get Mike Burnup on as we get closer to the season. He'll get me excited for it. He'll get me believing, because that's what he does. It's the everything else that's going to be an issue there. Bill Belichick to the North Carolina Tar Heels. We'll break it down for you on the other side. We're off and running on a Thursday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1. Next year, yesterday. Here's what happened on Tobacco Row. Duke landed the number one quarterback out of the transfer portal. I guess they have some money at Duke. Good for them. They got Tulane's quarterback. They were the second biggest story in Tobacco Road football. That's how you overshadow your rival right there. They get the best quarterback out of the portal. And you get 8-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick. He's going to be the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels next year, and that has set the sports world on fire. The Board of Trustees meeting in Chapel Hill right now to ratify the contract. A reported $20 million a year investment in NIL. That's not Bill's contract. Bill's going to get paid too. I'm quite sure of that. $20 million a year in NIL to pay players at North Carolina. I mentioned yesterday, I've mentioned all week as this has been rumored, I kind of like it. And I still kind of like it this morning as it happens. And I think what it comes down to is this. I'm not saying this will work. I think there are a lot of very compelling reasons to believe this won't work. But if it does work, it's a monster hit, obviously, and it brings you straight back to relevance after, a long time of irrelevance. I guess what it comes down to for me is this. The cost of being wrong in college football has never been lower than it is right now. You think about making a bad hire. What it used to mean is you got, maybe a bad freshman class in, or you had some guys transfer out, and then those guys didn't become sophomores, and they didn't become juniors, and they didn't become seniors, and they didn't become grad students. And it could hurt you for 4 years. You think about, when Mike London left UVA, or even, when Bronco left UVA, there wasn't the portal yet, and so you got to scramble. You're hiring a coach, but the coach has to mesh with these players, and I think in a lot of ways Tony Elliott didn't, and that sets your program back, because if you don't get these guys, what are you going to do? You can't just buy a football team. That's crazy. Well, now you can. If you mess up your recruiting, you fix it next year. If this Bill Belichick thing goes down in flames, and I think you've picked up by now that I don't think it will, but if this Bill Belichick thing goes down in flames, because there are a lot of people who are a lot smarter and a lot better connected than me who say this thing's going down in flames. So I'm not saying this with conviction. I just think it makes a lot of sense. If this thing goes down in flames, you know what you do? You hire a new coach and you buy a new team. That's how college sports works right now. It's weird and messed up and very bad for the fans and very bad for the sport. And that's where we're at. From a fan perspective, you want continuity. You want to root for kids for 3-4 years. You want to get to know them. That's why the NFL team signed players to long-term contracts, right? You don't want to relearn the team every year, and that's where we're at in college football right now. Because we're there, though, this hire makes a ton of sense. Bill Belichick to North Carolina. Of course, the topic this morning, it's 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're with you until noon. Listener lines open, 833-804-0910. If you want to disagree with me about this. So here's the thing. We talked about UVA at the start of it. I guess it was Monday when the portal opened. On Friday, they got that anonymous donation, multi-million dollars. We're going to go be competitive. I think a year ago, that would have moved the needle. And I think today that doesn't move the needle at all. I think everybody's got $20 million now. I think everybody's playing in the NIL space. You're going to need to re-differentiate yourself if you're looking to get the best college football players each year. And I think the Bill Belichick gamble is smart, because the one thing you always hear is it's tougher than ever to scout kids for the draft because college football no longer resembles pro football in a lot of ways. The linemen are further spaced apart. There's a lot more elements of 7-on-7, a lot more passing. It's getting harder and harder to evaluate college football players and whether they'll make good pro players. Bill Belichick's very clear from the get-go. He's going to run a pro-style system. You go play for Bill Belichick, you may not have a lot of fun. I don't get the sense he's particularly warm and fuzzy on the practice field, but you do what he says, you're going to get to the NFL. You're going to be able to play NFL football. And I think that's what you need to differentiate yourself in this NIL space. Everybody's got money now. UVA's got money now. Great. So does North Carolina. So does Duke. Duke bought themselves a very nice quarterback yesterday. Was he doing at Duke? I don't know. Presumably making a lot of money. Has a good arrangement there. He's figured out what's going on. You got to differentiate yourself, and you got to do it by standing out. And what stands out more than Bill Belichick? There was something he's bringing. You know, you got to have a general manager now because it's, you know, I keep saying college football. It's obviously professional football at this juncture, the way they're spending and the way they're managing the roster and managing the budget and things like that. He's bringing on Michael Lombardi as his general manager. And you've actually heard Lombardi. He comes on the Junkies about once a week. He's like the Odyssey football guy. We're way too downstream. We don't get to have the Odyssey football guy on this show. We don't qualify for that. That's why the Junkies are here. And then we're just here in our little box doing our thing. He's a sharp dude. He was on this morning, and he said this. He said, to me, North Carolina is a phone and a desk school. You just call kids and tell them to come here. That's the new general manager for Bill Belichick. And he's paraphrasing a famous Roy Williams line. You know, Michael Jordan went to North Carolina, and they asked Roy Williams how he recruited kids to North Carolina, and I get Michael Jordan once a year to sit down at a desk and call 7 kids, and when Michael Jordan calls them, they come play basketball in North Carolina. There's no, we pick who we want. There's no recruiting. Obviously, you recruit at the very high end, but when Michael Jordan calls you and says, come play for North Carolina, the kid packs his bags, and he comes and plays in North Carolina. I don't think Belichick's in that league. I think Lombardi's in for a surprise when he sits down at the desk and makes the calls. Hey, it's Michael Lombardi. You come play football with Bill Belichick? Hello? Hello? I think there's going to have to be a sales pitch here. To people who lived through that dynasty, Bill Belichick's the name in football coaching. You go into a 17-year-old kid saying, come play for Bill Belichick? Does it resonate? Is that the same? Like, Jordan's still Jordan, man. Like, Jordan could call a 17-year-old kid and it lands. 17-year-olds know who Michael Jordan is. He has no recruiting issues. Do 17-year-olds, they know who Bill Belichick is. Is that an aspiration for them? Have they spent their 4 years of high school football saying, I'm going to go play for Bill Belichick? You know, that remember that time a long time ago when he did the thing and they show the highlights of it in standard def TV and it's kind of weird and you think the TV is broken, but it's not. That's just what TV used to look like. I don't know how people watched it back then. I don't know that it lands the same way. I think he's got some work to do. I think Belichick's going to have to get out there and go make some house visits and go sit in people's living rooms. And you know, Nick Saban got to that point at the end. He's peace out. I'm not doing this. So we'll test Belichick's aptitude for this quickly. Transfer portal season is young. Very few. Everybody's in the portal. Nobody's come out of the portal yet. He's got a chance to build himself a roster, have some success in year one. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he did that. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he learned some tough lessons. The $20 million doesn't go as far as $20 million did last year. And it's a very different environment out there in NIL. And closer to home, that's very bad news for the Virginia Tech Hokies, who don't have the $20 million or the Bill Belichick and are still located in Blacksburg, Virginia, which is not working in their favor at this moment. You need something. You need something to distinguish themselves. I think UVA thinks the money's it. UVA loaded up on money. They will get good players. You need the something else, though, right now. And so that's why I don't mind this swing for North Carolina. Take a swing. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And we all get to make jokes about Bill Belichick's girlfriend for the rest of the season. She's 24 years old. She could just fit in on campus with everybody else. How do you explain that one to her? Like, we've been hanging out for a while. I'm going to go coach football. Just so you know, that consumes me. Like, I will see you in a year. Have fun with that. That's a test of a relationship right there.
She has time to go get her master's.
She's got time to... At a very prestigious school.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who could get her in.
His name, Bill.
He's the head football coach of the University of North Carolina. It's going to be fun and make ACC football a little more fun. You got Bill O'Brien, of course, at Boston College. You get Bill O'Brien against Bill Belichick, a couple NFL minds there. That'll be fun matchups. Miami's not going anywhere. Miami's going to be a good team every year. And it sure looks like SMU's not going anywhere. I say money's not enough. SMU's money is enough. The SMU money is still perfectly fine. To jog your memory, SMU, we're talking about UNC is going to pay $20 million in NIL. You know, Virginia's multi-million dollars. Duke's getting a quarterback. Rumors, $6, $7 million for one player. A reminder that SMU last year raised $150 million for their athletics fund. They're going to be all right. That money still plays. You actually don't need more than that money if you have that money. SMU is going to be all right. They're in the playoffs this year, of course. More good teams in the ACC is good news for everybody, good news for interest around here as well. We got NFL football tonight, though, with major playoff implications. We'll check in with the Commanders, who gut punch of an injury yesterday. The announcement that Noah Brown is out for the year. We'll break down what happens next when we return. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.
11 o'clock on a Thursday morning. That means it's time to check in with our guy, Lane Casadante. You know him as a sports director at CBS 6. We got a lot to talk about, Lane, but I think we got to start with Bill Belichick.
It's one of those topics where people who don't normally follow sports are asking all of us about it. It's like, why would he do that? Literally, when you guys called me, my wife was asking me the exact same question.
Hey, Lane, Michael Phillips here, 910 The Fan. Why would he do that?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I just read something, and obviously, you know, the fine folks at the New York Post are floating this out there. And it's not out of the realm of, you know, it's, you could believe it, that Belichick, you know, probably burned some bridges in the NFL. There was probably not a lot of interest in bringing a 72-year-old guy back to run a program. An NFL team, and a lot of them want to go younger. A lot of the more successful coaches are on the younger end of their careers, and probably a lot of GMs and a lot of owners didn't want to give up the control and the influence that Belichick probably not only wanted but would command just by walking into the room. And North Carolina has tapped right into that automatically. Now, what's the most intriguing program in college football? It's not Oregon. It's not anybody in the playoffs. What on earth is Carolina going to be like next year? Everyone will be watching them for the next 12 months.
Hey, might sell some tickets when they visit Scott Stadium next year.
One or two.
One or two. And fun for us at ACC Media Day. You can hear his wit and wisdom about the upcoming season. That should be a nice brief interview for you on CBS.
And honestly, I think the whole notion intrigues Belichick. I think it's a challenge that he's never had before. And there have been instances of NFL coaches going back to college, Jim Harbaugh, Bill Walsh, Nick Saban, and doing very well.
The other thing is, he is arriving at a time when it's never been more professional than it is right now. Like we talk about, you know, Saban went back and recruited. You just get the sense Belichick's not there to recruit. He's there to purchase. He's there to work the free agent market.
Sure. And in this much the same way that Dion has kids come to him just because of his name, image, and likeness. I mean, he's kind of, you know, it's the same way with Belichick. If you automatically know that Coach Belichick is interested in you being part of his program, that gives him two or three legs up on anybody else that might be recruiting these kids. And what's going to be interesting is to see how many kids maybe go to Carolina for less money. I can't believe we're talking about this in terms of college athletes. But how many kids would go there for a little bit less for the chance of, you know, being coached by one of the best to ever do it?
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun to watch, and good for business, as we say. Lane Casadante, big night Friday on CBS 6. You'll be handing out the Dudley and Lanier Awards. They go to the best college football players. Dudley for the best college football player in the state of Virginia. The Lanier to the best small college player in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, as many people correct me, an outsider all the time. Always a great broadcast and ceremony. You want to maybe give us a preview of what's in store this year?
Well, it's the show's going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to be shorter than it has been in years past, so we're just getting right to the meat of everything. And it also includes all of the postseason honors from the Touchdown Club of Richmond, which again honor the best not only just in Central Virginia but around the state. And they have already announced their awards, so we're just going to be putting those out again as well. So the voting, and we will unveil the voting online at WTVR.com after the ceremony and the presentation. I don't know if the voting is going to surprise people or not. A little bit of it surprised me for both of the main awards. But I think when people find out who has actually won, they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get that.
Three finalists for the Dudley. Alonzo Barnett, of course, the JMU quarterback. Antoine Pell-Ryland, APR, who had a great season defensively for Virginia Tech. And Jonas Sanker, the UVA safety, who is very much a top NFL prospect this year. Some big names there. We'll break it down next week because I know you've got the envelope and I don't have the envelope.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Envelope. I will say, as a voter, I am a little surprised William and Mary didn't get a little more consideration in the voting, but I know the pull of the big names can be a thing for voters as well.
Well, Charles Grant was nominated by William and Mary. There are 10 Division I programs across the state, which, and, you know, you and I remember the days when there were only two. So the sport is obviously growing in both size and prominence in the Commonwealth. Now we have 10 programs at either the FBS or the FCS level. Not all of them nominated someone. I believe there were 7 that actually nominated players. Charles Grant was a nominee. Zach Palmer-Smith from University of Richmond was a nominee as well. And then there are also, I believe, 19 programs around the state at the Division II, III, or NAIA level. And there were about half of them nominated players for the Lanier Award this year. So the list of names, I mean, just the accomplishments. Some of the things, one of the things I really like about profiling names and players like this is that, you know, you get to learn about players that you may not have had the time to look at over the course of the season. And some of these kids at some of the small schools have just had amazing years this year. And it's nice to give everybody just a little bit of recognition for everything that they've done.
Three finalists for the Lanier Bluefield. You mentioned small college players. Bluefield senior defensive lineman Quincy Robinson. He was the Appalachian Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. 15 sacks this season. I believe that's good. You know more about football than me, Lane, but I think that's good. Jalen Todd, Washington and Lee, obviously people who followed the ODAC know how good he was this year. And then, of course, Jada Byers right here at Union, who the numbers there are just eye-popping what he was able to do as a running back over his time with the Panthers.
Yeah, over 2,000 yards this year again. And honestly, we're all wondering, okay, which NFL team is going to give him a shot? Because someone will. I don't know if he'll hear his name called during the draft, but someone is going to give him a shot, as they should, because, you know, as Frank Beamer used to say, running for 2,000 yards is hard to do against air. I don't care what level it's done at, and I don't care, you know, oh, he's too short, or he can't do this, or he can't do that. No. If you can play, the NFL will find you, and I know he is going to get a shot at the next level.
I can't run for 2,000 yards against air. Yeah, that's that is accurate. Lane Casadante joins us on Thursday, CBS 6 sports director, of course. And Lane, VCU basketball, big weekend coming here. I know you know that. Colorado State up first. That's a team that made the tournament last year. Very good basketball team. And then they'll go to New Mexico to play a true road game against a team that is very much on track to be a tournament team this year. For the A-10, it's been a rough non-conference schedule. The net numbers have not been kind to them. There's a chance to change that narrative in one trip.
Yeah, what's interesting is outside of their MTE in Charleston, outside of the Charleston Classic, five of VCU's first eight opponents are first-time meetings, and the one with Colorado State will be as well. So that just shows you how creative these coaches are having to be to get their non-conference schedules filled out, and I think that's only going to increase the more we move on. But I had a chance to talk to Ryan Odom yesterday. Now, he is very familiar with both of these programs from his time at Utah State. VCU fans may not be as familiar. Colorado State is not exactly the same team that beat UVA in the first round of the tournament last year. Their roster is a little different, but Odom is very familiar with some of their better players and their starters. So, you know, they're not going into that game blind. And then he also played once at the Pit at New Mexico against Harold Wolowitz, otherwise known as Richard Pitino. Put them side by side. Tell me they don't look like twins. And now you won't be able to get that image out of your head when you're watching the game. So Ryan Odom and his staff are very familiar with both of these locations. And this is going to be, you're right, this is going to be a big week for VCU. It's their only true road trip of the non-conference schedule. And, you know, how they... You know, how they go on the road, how they react, how they bond. It's a little bit different than last year because last year the roster was so new to each other, and this year they all kind of, you know, they're kind of working into their rotations and their roles on the team. And also, Zeb Jackson should be fine to play against Colorado State on Saturday. I know he missed the Penn game with a bit of a hamstring issue, but that was more of a precautionary thing than anything else, and he should be good to go for the next two games at least.
All right, Lane dropping a little news on us. We love it. Dudley, tomorrow night, 7:45, CBS 6. You guys have Army-Navy on Saturday, which, of course, everybody knows to watch. Anything else we should be tuning in for?
Verina Blue Devils taking on Phoebus Saturday, 5 p.m. down at Lynchburg in the State Class 4 Championship. Phoebus, obviously 48 straight wins, three straight state titles at the Class 4 level. This will, and it's funny, head coach Marcus Lewis, I talked to him earlier this week as well. I said, is this, you know, one of the best, if not the best team you face as a head coach? And he paused and said, well, some of those Highland Springs teams with Kayvon Wallace and Greg Dortch were really, really good.
That's so true.
This is going to be a challenge this year, but they've seen teams like this before.
No doubt. Lane, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Mike. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
910
The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We do this thing where we pick the football games, and usually we do the college games, and then we do the pro games. That's the format around here. We have one entire college football game coming up this Saturday. So this, I don't know, should I make it take 6 minutes out of tradition and then give the six to football? I'm not going to. We'll buzz through this. It's Army-Navy. It's America's game, and it is right up the road in Landover, Maryland at Northwest Stadium. Travel north and east to reach Northwest Stadium. Army-Navy. Army is a 6.5-point favorite. You don't need me to tell you which side you come down on this. Like, everybody's got a side on Army Navy. You got a family member. It's my grandpa, Army guy. So you know, that sets the tone. They're no breaking with that. You've either got your side or you're watching the football because it's a good thing. It's Gary Hess comes in here every Friday, says it's on his bucket list. It's on my bucket list. Neither of us are going to be up there on Saturday. For those of you who will make the trip, it always looks super cool. Army-Navy game. Army by 6.5. No pick there. Pick your side. And, you know, I'm not swinging you either way there. You got a side on that. So stick with your side and roll with it. With that in mind, let's fire up some NFL picks. All right, Commanders Saints, your main event here. Commanders headed down to New Orleans, 7.5-point favorites. Washington Commanders coming off the bye. This is a good opportunity to prove what they can do coming off the bye because they had the mini rest after the Thursday night game, had everything breaking in their favor against the Cowboys. Cowboys went to Cooper Rush, didn't have their starting quarterback. Commanders had the extra rest. The Cowboys had played on Monday night in Houston. That was the game where the roof fell in Dallas. Everything was breaking their way, and they lost.
And I still don't entirely know how that happened, other than it's a rivalry game, and the Cowboys have some talent. This is a similar situation. Commanders coming off the extra rest. Saints don't have their quarterback. Derek Carr's hurt. 7.5-point favorites on the road. That's about as good as you're ever going to do on the road. Commanders, we got two revenge game storylines here. We got Lattimore at corner for the Commanders, making his debut. Marshon Lattimore taking on the Saints, his old team. How will he improve the secondary? Can they finally get some interceptions, finally get some takeaways? I think back to that Tennessee game, man. Will Levis just begging them, take an interception, take it. They couldn't do it. It would be great to get one, especially for Lattimore going back to the Superdome, his return. For the Saints, Chase Young. Y'all remember Chase Young, number two overall pick here in Washington, flamed out under Ron Rivera. He is now reviving his career in New Orleans, coming off one of his best games of his career, couple sacks last week. Opportunity for him to show Washington what they missed out on. It's tough to do revenge game here in these, because everybody he knew is gone. That's how quickly things turn over. The owner who drafted him, Dan Snyder, the GM who drafted him, Ron Rivera, the coach who drafted him, Ron Rivera, everybody he played with, none of those people will be there. John Allen might swing by in street clothes. Ryan Kerrigan's an assistant. That's as close as he's getting to familiarity out there on the field this weekend. So it's a weird revenge game, and that the people he would ostensibly be getting revenge on are not anywhere near there. That said, I think this offensive line's gonna improve after a great outing against Tennessee. I like the Commanders in this one to bounce back, set the table for a busy final week. Coming off of that game, we're gonna hit the kickoff time for the Falcons game. Word up in Ashburn is, watch out for that one to be moved to Sunday night. Get that flexed if Kirk Cousins takes care of business this week. Kirk Cousins coming back to D.C., speaking of revenge games, in 2 weeks, and that's going to be a game with mega playoff implications if everybody takes care of their business, which, of course, is never a given in the National Football League. Pretty weak 1 o'clock window here outside of Commander Saints, which, of course, you'll hear right here on 910 The Fan. Dolphins-Texans. Texans trying to get something going in the right direction for a playoff team. They sure don't feel like they have a lot of momentum right now. Dolphins have been finishing strong down the stretch. Tua has been playing well. That should be the best game in the 1 o'clock window. I like the Dolphins in this one. I just feels like the Texans are in one of those slides it's going to be really tough for them to get out of, and especially in this year's AFC where there's so many playoff teams. Aaron Rodgers, against all odds, still playing football. Good for him. Hasn't been benched, hasn't been cut, hasn't been traded. Contract says you got to play football. He's got to fly down to Jacksonville, play some football. 3.5-point favorites against Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville gets one this week against the Jets. Bengals, Titans. Joe Burrow, who got the win on Monday night, he gets easy pickings against the Titans. Should be a nice win for them. And you know, Awad talked about it. He thinks since he's going to be hiring a coach. I think this strong finish to the season will be enough for Zach Taylor. I think there's organizational issues there. You've always heard for so many years how cheap the Bengals are, and how, you know, NFL teams now are owned by really rich people who own oil wells and, you know, hedge funds and all those things. The Bengals, that ownership family owns the Cincinnati Bengals. It's a tough league to compete in. They gave Joe Burrow his bag. They're going to have to improve that roster, though, this offseason if they want to have a chance. They will, of course, beat the Titans. Biggest spread of the entire NFL season. You'll get to enjoy it this week. The Ravens going up north to play the Giants, who have finally burned out on Tommy DeVito. What is going on in New York? They're playing for the number one draft pick. Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, welcome to New York. Here are your teammates. They're not any good. Have fun for the next 4 years. Do I like giving 16 points? No, I do not. I think the Ravens sleepwalk through this one. They'll win, of course. But I don't like giving 16 points ever in a professional football contest. Chiefs-Browns also at 1 o'clock. Chiefs should win that one. Browns have been struggling to get their momentum after that Thursday night win in Pittsburgh. And Cowboys-Panthers, you look at the dregs of football. And when they expanded the schedule, you create more really big playoff implication games at the end of the year. You also create games like this where neither team has any interest in participating in this football game. They sold the tickets. They'll play it. The Cowboys and the Panthers. I'm not giving a pick. Somebody will win. Somebody will lose. Maybe they'll tie. Those are the three options. That's what will happen. We are loaded in the 425 window, though. Steelers-Eagles, Battle of Pennsylvania. Steelers keeping pace. They're holding off the Ravens for that final home playoff spot there, the AFC North home playoff spot. That's going to be the competitive one down the stretch. Can they catch the Chiefs for the bye? It's not unthinkable. They play them on Christmas Day. Steelers at Eagles. Eagles 5-point favorites in this one. I like the Steelers in this one. I think the Eagles, if they can catch the Lions down the stretch, would be dangerous with the bye. I don't know if they can win three in the playoffs, though, especially the way this is breaking, especially if they have to play the Commanders in the first round. Bills-Lions also at 425. We're loaded with good games at 425. Bills-Lions is going to be a treat. Two great defenses, two quarterbacks who are at the top of their game right now. Another chance for Josh Allen to cement that MVP award seems to be his right now, while Saquon's playing across the way in the other game. He's the other legitimate contender right now. Bills, 2.5-point underdogs in Detroit. I think that feels about right. These are the two teams I don't want to bet against right now, because they're both just finding ways to get the job done. These are also the two teams that, outside of my interest, y'all know, I ride with the Chiefs. I'm from Kansas. Outside of that, this is the Super Bowl I want. Bills against the Lions in the Super Bowl. Somebody has to win the Super Bowl who has not ever won the Super Bowl. I think that would be a crazy fun matchup between two great fan bases. If I got to take somebody, I'm going to take the Bills because I get points, but I think this is going to be a really fun football game. Colts-Broncos, Buccaneers-Chargers, Patriots-Cardinals. A lot of West Coast football happening at 425 as well. Eye on the Patriots there as they continue to break in Drake May, and I think they've got upset potential in Arizona. The Cardinals, you know, need to hang on to that NFC West. They got the Niners and the Rams breathing down their throats. Maybe not the Niners as much. Maybe the Niners as much. It's going to be a fun finish there. I think the Patriots can pull the upset, though. They've been playing a lot better football recently. And Sunday night football, the Packers at the Seahawks, another game with monster playoff implications. Commanders fans, you've got the rooting interest here. If the Seahawks can beat the Packers, Washington could maybe have a path to the sixth seed by the end of the night, and that matters because right now they're the seventh seed, which means they're going to have to play either Philly or Detroit. I'm going to go full. AWOD loves it when I do this. Those are unwinnable games. You heard me, Adam. Those are unwinnable games. If you're the sixth seed playing against Atlanta or Tampa or maybe Seattle, Arizona, I like those matchups. Those are winnable matchups. We've seen that happen on the field already this season. Fun weekend of football ahead. Enjoy it, of course. The main event here on The Fan, Commanders Saints, get here 2 hours early for the pregame show. Hang around after for the postgame show. Should be a fun day of football in The Fan. And the next week, Commanders Eagles, which is also a great divisional game. So fun football. Army Navy will be over on 96.1. 1140's got Gary Hess doing high school football. Verina going for a state title on Saturday afternoon. We are back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Bill Belichick to North Carolina. Love it, hate it. You'll be paying attention. Big day for triangle football yesterday as Duke lands the top quarterback in the transfer portal, and North Carolina lands, in many people's minds, the top coach of his generation, and Belichick should be some fireworks next year. We're on to Clemson. He's ready. So we're on to East Tennessee State. Let's go. North Carolina football. Let's ride. I'd be very curious to see who they pull out of the portal, because you'd imagine that's going to be a portal situation. I don't think Bill's interested in going out there doing the high school circuit, bringing in some kids and developing them over 5 years. I think he's ready to win some football games now, as is everybody else in college football. I'll be curious to see when we tally up the numbers out of this portal. It's possible, maybe even probable, that college football players cumulatively next year make more money than NFL players. Obviously, on an individual basis, NFL players are going to make more. But there's more college teams. There's more money than ever before. There may be more money spent on college football player salaries than there is on NFL player salaries in the 2025 season. And that's insane. And we're still, in a lot of ways, coming around on that. A few NFL notes. Starting with
the Commanders, who RFK Stadium obviously has been a big topic recently. They need, you all remember Schoolhouse Rock, you need the House, the Senate, and the President's signature. Got two of the three. Got the House to commit to RFK Stadium as the new Commanders' home. Got the President, current President, he's leaving soon. He is committed to signing it. You don't know what's going to happen, obviously, when you switch administrations in January. So there's an urgency to get this done. Today is allegedly the day in the Senate where they take the vote. Of course, we'll remind you, in the Senate, anybody can filibuster. The Maryland delegation has been threatening to filibuster because they know that if they do, the stadium will get built in Maryland on the site of the current FedEx Field, barring Virginia getting its act together, which it wasn't able to on the monumental thing earlier this year. So that's a big, big day, big thing to watch. Y'all know my thoughts on this, which is this would be a really petty look for Maryland to not compete on the merits, but compete on we're going to block this from happening. We want him back here. That's not best for the fans. Even the Maryland fans that I've talked to want this stadium at RFK, not in Maryland. I don't know anybody, even in Maryland, that enjoys going to Landover. You think about people in Bethesda. That's an hour drive on game days. It's not close to anything. It's not a good location. Hopefully that gets done today. We'll see. This is not the end. This is only the beginning, of course. If you get to the point where the RFK land is transferred to D.C., they got to negotiate with D.C., got to, you know, figure out how much tax money's going to this thing. Then the fun starts. Then they build a football stadium. And then by the time I've got gray hair, we go watch a football game there eventually. I was at the game on, I was going to say Sunday. It was 2 weeks ago because this is the bye this week. Rick Snyder, who is a card-carrying member of the AWOD Army, as you know if you listen to AWOD Radio, he and I made a lunch bet in 2014 about where the stadium would be. So this is the 10-year anniversary of our lunch bet. And at the time, I hadn't baked in the possibility of Dan Snyder selling the team. I didn't think he ever would. So I took Virginia. He got D.C. and Maryland. He's going to win the bet. At this point, my best chance is just to outlast him. And so we were joking about it. He said, I need to get this lunch before I die. And I said, yeah, they're not helping your cause out any here at all. So maybe today's a good day for old Rick Snyder. We'll see. We've had false alarms before, so I'm not getting my hopes up here. Roger Goodell talked yesterday. They had a league meeting earlier this week where they signed off on a couple new ownership stakes for teams. Eagles were valued at $8 billion, which is insane. They sold off 8% of the Eagles. Roger Goodell, his thing every time he talks now is this inevitable march to an 18-game schedule. Here's what he had to say about it.
We are doing analysis, I would say, but we are not formalizing any plans at this point. We want to make sure that when we do sit down with the union, we can share that analysis, talk about it, talk about ways to address certain aspects of that so that we do it the proper way. I think, you know, we learned something when we went from 16 to 17. If we do go to 18, I'm sure we'll learn something, but hopefully some of the learnings from the last time will help us.
Yeah, what they learned last time was when they went from 16 to 17 games, they made more money. That's what they learned. That's what they will lean on when they decide whether to go from 17 to 18 games. I'll say I don't like it, and they'll power forward and do it. It's kind of been the trend in the NFL over the past few years. I don't like Thursday night football. They do it every week. Rams-Niners is a bona fide great game. Is not going to be as good as it could be because it's on the short week. Football's not as good on the short week. You can't play on Christmas. It's on a Wednesday. Roger Goodell said, hold my beer. We're going to play games on Christmas. Beyonce's going to do the halftime show. Okay, great. You made a lot of money. Good for you. You're diluting the product, though, in a big-time way. We'll get to this next week. Next week's schedule is bad. It's a rough schedule of NFL football next week, and a lot of that is because there's a great game Thursday. There's two great games Saturday. There's no inventory left for the Sunday when we all want to sit around and watch football. And I'm continue to wonder what the long-term ramifications of that are going to be. You go to 18 games. There are teams that are playing for draft position right now, and a surprisingly large number of them this year. You think about all the teams that have been really bad this year: Jets, Patriots, Browns,
Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Bears, Panthers. They're all out of it. Saints probably be out of it after this weekend, hopefully, fingers crossed. That's 9 teams that are done playing for the season. And you're going to give them an extra week to slog through. There's going to be as much good football as you add, you're going to add a lot of bad football as well. Other thing I wanted to touch on is Travis Hunter, because we got Heisman time coming this weekend. I think he's the only logical pick to win the Heisman. The fact that Shadur wasn't a finalist tells me that he's going to get it. He was asked about if he wants to play receiver and corner at the next level.
When people want to get you into the building, they're going to ask, what if we only wanted you to play one position? What would be, and I don't care what position it is, what would be your answer to that? Travis, we want to draft you. We want to draft you number one overall, but we don't feel it's fair to you to make you play both sides of the football. Mm-hmm. What would you tell that general manager?
Call Coach Brown. That's what I say. Call Coach Brown. He'll let you know the answer.
Yeah.
They know how I feel. I want to play both sides, and there's nothing going to change my mind. You can tell me all day, nah, you can't play both sides of the ball. I'm going to keep telling you, yes, I can. That's what I want to do. And you have not seen me not play both sides of the ball since you've been watching me, so why not do it now?
He's crazy good. He's, in my money, the best college football player by a mile. Hey, well, I'd just say, hey, no Ashton Gentile left. I went to bat for Boise State getting the 3 seed. I think that was well-deserved. I hope they win the title. I think that would be a ton of fun for a small school to win the title in the first year of this thing. I think he's a great player. He's not playing on both sides of the ball. To my knowledge, there's only one guy in college football playing offense and defense, doing both at an NFL level. That's a pretty good tiebreaker when you're talking about these awards. Like, it's like the year Shohei Ohtani won the MVP. You know, he pitched and he hit. There were some people who did one of the two really well. And there's some people doing offense really well. There's some people doing defense really well. There's one guy doing both really well. He deserves the trophy. He's going to get it on Saturday. We're going to crosstalk with AWOD. We're going to do it on the other side, wrap this Thursday program up. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.